Welcome to this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. Now from Columbus, here's Marty Bannister.
The regional football playoffs have reached their fourth and final round, which means that it's the first trophy week for the Ohio High School Athletic Association football postseason. We welcome you to this week's edition of the Ohio High School Athletic Association Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm your host, Marty Bannister. We thank you for being with us for the next 30 minutes as we set the scene all across Ohio for this week's playoff games. The regional championship games are on tap for Friday night across the state, when 28 teams will claim regional titles and move on to the state semifinals Thanksgiving weekend. Once again this week, all games are at neutral sites, and all games kick at 7 o'clock this Friday night. This week, we'll go inside the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, which is beside the Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium and the site of the Ohio High School Athletic Association football state championship games, and we'll take a look at many of their regional matchups. But first, let's step aside for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. And when we come back, we'll go inside the Pro Football Hall of Fame. This is the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Everyone knows chocolate milk is delicious, but who knew chocolate milk was a noteworthy source of nourishment? It's packed with essential nutrients. Who knew chocolate milk was an exceptional source of energy? Plenty of protein and carbs to fuel and replenish. Who knew chocolate milk was a remarkable way to rehydrate? Water and electrolytes to replace fluids. When you're active, chocolate milk is a delicious way to nourish, energize, and rehydrate. Choose chocolate milk.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Pro Football Hall of Fame invite you to the football state championship games in Canton at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. Log on to OHSAA.org for information on the playoffs, state championship games, and tickets, including indoor stadium club passes. Make it a weekend to remember in Canton with the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the OHSAA football state championships.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
Hey football fans, now's the perfect time to rush to Canton to visit the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Located only a short drive away, the hall provides experiences you can't get anywhere else. Enjoy the Super Bowl Theater, the Game for Life holographic experience, interactive displays, one-of-a-kind memorabilia, and lots more. The hall is open 7 days a week, so what are you waiting for? Get off the bench and get into the game. Tickets are available right now at ProFootballHOF.com.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
We welcome you back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm your host, Marty Bannister. We would like to thank all of our show sponsors, including the OHSAA Radio Network, which will broadcast all 7 state championship games live from Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, November 30th, December 1st, as well as on December 2nd. Tickets are on sale at OHSAA.org/tickets. You've heard it before on this show and others that Ohio is very fortunate to have the Pro Football Hall of Fame right in our own backyard and located right beside the stadium that plays host to the OHSAA Football State Finals. The road to Canton not only takes teams and fans to Stark County for a shot at a state title, but it also provides an opportunity to walk among the football immortals in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Thanks, Marty. The Pro Football Hall of Fame is thrilled to be part of the High School Football Championship weekend. I think everybody at the Hall enjoys this weekend. We get to meet people from across the state and give them an opportunity to add another special event to an already special weekend. The enthusiasm of the kids, their coaches, the parents, the booster clubs, the cheer squads, it just becomes infectious around the museum and creates a welcome buzz. At the Pro Football Hall of Fame, our mission is to honor the greatest of the game, preserve its history, promote its values, and celebrate excellence together. And we enjoy seeing the 14 teams competing here and enjoy celebrating with them and the 7 who will actually get to raise a trophy on the field at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. When you first enter the Pro Football Hall of Fame, fans get to see 3 exhibits. One, explaining why the Hall of Fame is in Canton, Ohio, and that's because of the city's place in the history of the formation of the National Football League in 1920 and what has become the country's most popular sport. The second is artifacts from the class of 2023, like a high school jersey from Zach Thomas and the Pampa, Texas Harvesters. How's that for a nickname? Or the helmet from Darrell Revis, the third member of Aliquippa High School in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That's a record. Maybe one that gets tied in a decade or so if the Kelce brothers, Travis and Jason, can join Tom Mack as Cleveland Heights High School graduates in the hall. Then that school, those Tigers, would also have three in here as well. For all of the fans on the road to Canton, the third big exhibit up front in the museum highlights some of the 28 Pro Football Hall of Famers from the Buckeye State who are enshrined in Canton. Some of the artifacts you'll see on display is a jersey from Alan Page. You know, Alan was a standout at Central Catholic High School in Canton and holds the distinction of being one of the only members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame who say that he was part of the construction and development of the hall. During a summer job, Alan would haul loads of concrete up an incline ramp with a wheelbarrow. That's how you put on muscle and become a standout at Notre Dame and then in the NFL. That kind of dedication also led Alan to a career in the legal profession, all the way up to a justice on the Minnesota Supreme Court. And a book that he wrote, which promotes education, is also part of that high school display. Another item on display is the hat that Paul Brown wore while coaching the Cleveland Browns and later as general manager of the Cincinnati Bengals, ties to both professional teams in Ohio. You know, Paul's history goes all the way back to Massillon High School, where he was first a player and then later a coach. And on display is a program from 1938, not just any program, but a program from the Massillon-Canton-McKinley rivalry, among the oldest in the state, along with other legendary rivalries like Troy Piqua, Dover-New Philadelphia, and Lorain-Elyria. In another case, you can find a helmet of Orlando Pace when he played for the Sandusky Blue Streaks, maybe one of the best two-sport athletes in Ohio history, as accomplished in basketball as he was in football, and someone that large should not be able to move that fast and dunk a basketball. But maybe, on a personal note, an item from the person I thought was the most outstanding high school player I ever saw, Charles Woodson, from his days at Fremont Ross. That little giant went on to the University of Michigan, where he won the Heisman Trophy before his career in the NFL. And he and Roger Staubach from Cincinnati Purcell Marion are two of only 10 who went from high school to Heisman Trophy winner to Pro Football Hall of Fame. They are among the 371 players enshrined in Canton, Ohio. 371 sounds like a decent-sized number, but let's walk that back a little bit. About 330 million people have played high school football, organized high school and youth football, according to the National Football League. That number dwindles to only about 5 million who played in college and dwindles further to about 30,000 who were paid to play it, coach it, or contribute to its success in the National Football League. So out of all those people who ever put on a set of pads and a pair of cleats, 371 of them are enshrined in Canton, Ohio. Hey, five of those 371 have connections to Stark County. Paul Brown and Alan Page, who we mentioned before, along with Dan Dierdorf, Len Dawson, and Marion Motley. Now, Len Dawson got his start as a 15-year-old playing for Alliance High School, right here in this same stadium, Canton, Ohio. Wasn't called Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, then it was called Fawcett Stadium, and Len came over and led the Alliance Aviators to an upset of the Canton-McKinley Bulldogs, and suddenly he became someone on everybody's radar. And maybe that's what we'll see on a championship weekend, somebody rise up and catch the attention of a college scout. Wouldn't that be great? You know, Marion Motley only lost three games in his high school career, all of them to Massillon. He played for the Canton-McKinley Bulldogs in that great McKinley-Massillon rivalry. So who was the coach of Massillon who managed to beat Motley's Bulldogs three times? None other than Paul Brown, who went from Massillon on to Ohio State, and then from Ohio State to the Cleveland Browns in 1946. When Paul Brown goes to coach professional football in 1946, it's with the Cleveland Browns in the All-America Football Conference. Paul Brown does something that had never been done in professional football in the preceding 14 years, and that is have two black players on his roster. Marion Motley, who he remembered as a high school phenom, and a man named Bill Willis, who he knew from his days at Ohio State. Willis and Motley helped the Browns to win championships in all four seasons of the All-America Football Conference. You know, at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, we talk about values like integrity, commitment, and courage, and their place in the game, and certainly Motley and Willis displayed that. We talk about respect, too. Respect the game, respect your opponent, respect yourself as you continue on the road to Canton. We look forward to seeing all fans here during championship weekend. Remember, your ticket to a game will get you a discount on admission and also a discount in our store. So please join us at the Pro Football Hall of Fame on your road to Canton.
And we'd like to thank all of our friends at the Pro Football Hall of Fame for their work that put that feature together for this week's show. When we come back, we'll hear from broadcasters around Ohio. This is the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show.
The year was 1907. The Chicago Cubs won the World Series, and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. A lot has changed since 1907, but not the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. Since 1907, the OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Ohio.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
How do you define strength? Is it physical?
Hot, hot!
Or is it mental? Maybe it's both. Maybe it's whatever empowers a person to dig deeper, fight harder, and overcome obstacles that once seemed insurmountable. Discover how much stronger and more confident your children can be. Encourage them to participate in a sport when they go to high school.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
Welcome back to this week's edition of the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show. A reminder that all playoff games are on Friday nights this year, and all games kick at 7 o'clock unless otherwise noted. This Friday night, Spectrum News 1 will televise three regional championship games. In Northeast Ohio, it's Medina taking on two-time defending Division I state champion Lakewood St. Edward. In Central Ohio at historic Crew Stadium, it's Hilliard-Bradley facing Upper Arlington. In Southwest Ohio, it's Cincinnati Archbishop Moeller taking on Lakota West. And on Spectrum Channel 314, we'll have Springfield versus Dublin-Kaufman. In addition, 15 games will be streamed live by Spectrum at OHSAA.tv. The NFHS Network will also stream several more playoff games on Friday night. Search Ohio at NFHSNetwork.com for details. And now it's time to break down the regional semifinals across the state of Ohio and get regional reports from broadcasters. Up first, our friend Aaron Cassidy from Marietta's WMOA with a look at Southeast Ohio.
Thanks, Marty. There are three teams left in Southeast Ohio when it comes to teams vying for the Final Four, one in Division 5 and two in Division 7. We'll start in Division 5. It is the Wheelersburg Pirates, who have outscored opponents 129-20 in the playoffs. They were the number 7 seed when all this started. They advanced to the regional final. They will take on Harvest Prep. That game will be played at Joe Burrow Stadium in Athens, Ohio. The other two teams in Division 7, they will play each other. It'll be the Eastern Eagles as they beat River 21-14. They will take on Caldwell, who won in a slugfest against Waterford on Friday night to advance to the final 20-13. Reporting for the southeast part of the state for the OHSA Radio Network and WMOA, WJAW in Marietta, I'm Aaron Cassidy.
Let's move to the southern part of the state. Now we welcome in Mark Williams from Portsmouth, WNXT.
The Wheelersburg Pirates are the last team standing from Southern Ohio as the Orange and Black prepare for the Division 5 Region 19 Championship game against postseason nemesis Harvest Prep Friday night from Joe Burrow Stadium in Athens. The Warriors have ended the Pirates' season the last 2 years and earlier this season defeated Wheelersburg 32-16 in a Week 6 matchup at Ed Miller Stadium in Wheelersburg. That was the last loss sustained by the Pirates. Wheelersburg enters the game on a roll, having blanked both Afrocentric and Portsmouth by 34-0 scores in the first two playoff games. The seventh-seeded Pirates won a hard-fought 26-13 victory over Barnesville last Friday night at Hamilton Township High School. It was a game for the ages for Wheelersburg senior running back Creed Warren, who paced the Pirate attack, carrying the ball 24 times for 291 yards and 3 touchdowns. The win was the 600th for the Wheelersburg program and their 50th ever playoff win. Wheelersburg head coach Rob Woodward has stated that this is the fastest team he has ever coached and is hoping that will be enough to counter Harvest Prep, who has speed all over the field. Harvest Prep cleared their Ironton hurdle last Friday night. Can the Pirates finally break through against the Warriors? Only time will tell. I'm Mark Williams, WNXT Radio in Portsmouth, for the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
And now to Southwest Ohio we go, and our friend Tim Bray joins us from Spectrum TV.
In Southwestern Ohio, the key matchup is Lakota West and Moeller, third year in a row that they've met in the Region 4 final. West built on defense, 21 points given up, and that's it in the playoffs. On the other side, Jordan Marshall has been exceptional since he's been back. He missed 2.5 games. He's been electrifying since in the last 2 games. In Division 2, it is the Raptors of Anderson against the Tigers of Withrow. This is going to be a score-a-thon. Luke Dunn and Chris Henry, what a combination for the Tigers. Brody Berg going to Columbia, 85 career touchdowns for the Anderson Raptors. That's among the state leaders. In Division 3, it's undefeated Baden, state runner-up a year ago, won on the last play of the game last week. They are back against Salina. In Division 4, it is Alter and the Wyoming Cowboys. Alter, second team from the GCL co-ed to make it this far. And, of course, Wyoming won 75 regular season games. That is a state record. Indian Hill snapped that earlier this year. In Division 5, it's Valley View and Waynesville. That's a Southwestern Buckeye League rematch in the playoffs. And Waynesville won the regular season title. It's depth. There is great games. And we're looking forward to the regional finals in Southwestern Ohio.
Moving on now, Chris Solwecki from the OHSAA Radio Network has a look at games in the north central part of Ohio.
Thanks very much, Marty. We begin in Division 7, Region 26, in a 5-versus-6 matchup between handler Patrick Henry and McComb. McComb defeated number 7 Lima Central Catholic 45-13 on Friday night, and now will do battle with the 11-2 handler Patrick Henry Patriots, who upset the number 1 seed Hopewell Loudoun 26-14. These two schools are separated by a mere 21 miles. Local battles are the bomb. In Division 6, Region 22, number 2 Bluffton, number 1 Columbus Grove are set to do battle. Columbus Grove defeated number 4 Cary 37-21, while Bluffton blanked number 6 Toledo Ottawa Hills 34-0. It was the 10th time in 13 games that Bluffton has eclipsed the 30-point mark in a game, and there were 7 games in a row this season from September 1st through October 13th. In which Bluffton threw a shutout. In Division 5, Region 18, the number 1 seeded Liberty Center Tigers are still alive with a perfect 13-0 record. Their opponent this weekend will be number 6 seeded Coldwater, who upset number 2 Milan Edison 42-7. Liberty Center has not scored fewer than 35 points in a contest all season and have 5 times scored 50 or more points. Coldwater, not quite as explosive offensively, but they have allowed more than 14 points only twice all season long. Could be a battle on Friday. In Division 4, Region 14, it's number 2, Cleveland Glenville, continuing their march in pursuit of a second straight state championship game when they face off against number 1 and undefeated Sandusky Perkins. Perkins is led by junior running back Isaac Bunce, who averages 136 yards per game and has scored 27 touchdowns thus far in 2023. The Tar Blooders have won 5 in a row. And in Division 3, Region 10, it's number 3, Tiffin Columbian, number 1 Toledo Central Catholic on a collision course. Central Catholic has been huge this season, winning all 13 games they've played, never scoring fewer than 28 points. Tiffin Columbian's Tornadoes have been an offensive whirlwind all year long, scoring 35 or more points in every one of their 13 wins this season. And their two losses thus far? Bishop Watterson out of Columbus, Sandusky Perkins, both of whom are still on their own playoff journeys. For the OHSAA Playoff Preview Show, I'm Chris Solecki.
We visit now with Ryan Baker from 97.1 The Fan in Columbus for a Central Ohio report.
Thank you, Marty. Seven teams in Central Ohio will be looking to secure a regional championship on Friday night. 18, that's the number you need to remember in Region 2, because that's what you get when you add 6 and 12, the seeds that Dublin, Kaufman, and Springfield are, easily the highest of any region in the state. Kaufman used a suffocating defense to beat the number 2 seed Olentangy Berlin 24-7 last week. They will need that again against the Wildcats, who have won the region the last 4 years. In Region 3, it's a couple of OCC Central foes as number 2 Hilliard Bradley plays number 4 Upper Arlington. Bradley shut out Pickerington North for the first time since 2010, 19-0 last Friday, and UA got 4 field goals from freshman kicker Edward Oakley to hand Gahanna their only loss of the season, 12-7. These two met in Week 6 with Bradley winning 24-22. In Region 11, top-seeded Watterson beat Bloom Carroll 20-10. That avenged a 33-28 loss last season in the regional final. The Eagles will take on 7th-seeded Bell Fountain and Ohio State commit quarterback Tavian St. Clair. In Region 19, Harvest Prep beat Ironton for the first time in 3 tries, 20-14. The win was also head coach Milan Smith's 100 at the program. The 4th-seeded Warriors faced the 7th-seed Wheelersburg in hopes of winning their 4th regional championship in the last 8 years. And in Region 23, the number 2-seed West Jefferson beat Fort Fry 49-30. The Rough Riders boast one of the best sophomores in the state in quarterback Austin Bisher, who accounted for 410 yards and 4 touchdowns last week. They now face the team that ended the season number 1 in the state in Division 6, the 1-seed Garaway. For High School Football Overtime on 97.1 The Fan in Columbus, I'm Ryan Baker.
And to wrap things up, we head to Stark County Media. Here's TJ Downing.
In Division 1, Region 1, St. Ed's will take on Medina after the Eagles dispatched Federal League teams Glen Oak and McKinley over the previous 2 rounds. St. Edward will look to add another state championship to its trophy case this year. In Division 2, Region 5, Hoban will take on Walsh Jesuit after these 2 teams met midway through the season when computer rankings first came out. Hoban ranked number 3, Walsh Jesuit ranked number 1. The Knights would make a statement in that ball game, putting up 50 points by halftime en route to a big victory over the Warriors. The number 2 ranked team, Painesville Riverside, that's who Hoban would defeat last week in Round 3. A rematch of the regional final inside of Division 2 Region 7 from just 2 years ago that saw the Green Bulldogs defeat the Massillon Tigers down at Arlen Field in Mansfield. These 2 teams will square off this Friday night inside of North Canton's Memorial Stadium. Up at Ravenna in Division 3, Chardon will take on Ursuline. Ursuline leading their ball game last week against St. Joe's all the way up until the fourth quarter that saw St. Joe's come back, push the Fighting Irish all the way to the end as Joe Balog came in relief of 2K rusher Christian Lynch, and Coach Dan Reardon's team advanced again to face Chardon this Friday night. Inside of Division 4, Stark County's all-time leading passer in yardage and the touchdown king, Poochie Schneider, his Canton South Wildcats out to 13-0 for the first time in school history. They will take on Struthers up at Talmadge. Also, in Division 6, big action going on as the number 1 and number 2 seed inside of Region 23, Garaway, number 1, number 2 West Jefferson, they will square off in Zanesville. And finally, down inside of Division 7, Region 25, the Dalton Bulldogs ranked number 1. They will be at Dover's Crater Stadium taking on the undefeated Danville team that comes in looking and smelling upset. This is TJ Downing with your regional report for the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
That will do it for this week's look at the regional final reports from around Ohio. Let's step aside for a few messages from the OHSAA. And when we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school. Plus, all those memories that are on the line, too. What can you do? It's simple.
Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The game is over, but this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
You practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goals. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
Before we wrap up this week's show, a reminder that statewide playoff brackets are available on the OHSAA website at OHSAA.org, along with the football playoff histories of every school in Ohio. Looking ahead to the state championships, all session tickets are on sale at OHSAA.org/tickets. That includes a special ticket package with indoor access in the stadium club at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium during and after every game. In our next playoff preview show, we'll go inside the state semifinal pairings and also talk about the OHSAA's Respect the Game program. On behalf of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, I'm Marty Bannister. Production assistance and facilities provided by Yamo Media and Adam Dell. The OHSAA Playoff Preview Show has been a production of the OHSAA Radio Network.